With Parisha. Of course, here we're talking about they both died at the same time. So Lamaisa, then we say the baby died first. Lamaisa, the mother gave died. The Shashi is giving birth, or the Shashi after joint pregnancy. So we'll say then as well, for sure, the baby died first, and the mother died. So that's why there's no Yerusha. Because this type of halacha could only apply if the baby was really born. The mother died first, but the baby was born. So the baby's alive. Now that the baby's alive, the baby yashins his mother. And then when he dies, his brothers take over his chelik. But in the case where he wasn't born yet, so he was only an uber, so then we say, Lamaisa, he died before the mother. So the uber, the baby that died first, then there's no Yerusha. How could he yashin his mother? He died first. So that's the most terrible. So who minds Bresha? Fiena ben Yerusha Sima Bekever. If the baby died first, and then the mother died, a baby does not yashin his mother when he's in the kever already, when he's like buried already. What would you get to? Lahan chil liachim enav. To give over the Yerusha to his brothers. We'll see later on, there are certain cases like this, where the kever, you could yashin something just to give it over to somebody else. There are such a lot of like that. A son can yashin his father that was dead already to give it over to his children. But you can't yashin in order here, a son can't yashin his mother to give over to his brothers. That's the tradition of this Mishnah in Ida. Therefore, it's only negaya if the baby was born already. If the baby was born, so the baby yashins his mother, and then when he dies, the Yerusha that he got, he gives over to his brothers. But Shaykh, if he wasn't born yet, he would not yashin his mother to give it over to the brothers since he's the kev already. So Moses says, Lameimra, to you, my Yerusha. You're telling me so surely that it has to be the baby died first. I, however, it was a case. However, it was once a case. O Pirchas Tlosa Pechusei, that the wife of the pregnant lady died, and they opened her up and took out the baby, and the baby still moved around three times. So it happened when there is the mashma, the baby was still alive. So even though the mother died already, mashma, the baby was still alive. So it's possible to say that the baby dies a second after the mother. So the baby was still alive, so it's going to be a kashanus mishnah according to Rosh Hashanah. If the baby was alive when the mother died, so why don't we say the baby yashined his mother first, and then the brothers get it? So Moshe says no. Omamar bar Ravashi, Midi the heavy Yazonev Halto. I say it's just like the tale of a Halto, of a Sheretz.
The
Shemafaches, then it jumps around. Even if you cut off the tail, still the tail moves around. Actually, see, it might say, the baby moved yet? The Gemara says, that's nothing. Just the fact that it moved, that they cut off the tail must also still move. That's not a proof that the baby is still alive. Ma brei de Rav Yosef mishmei de Rav Omar. He learns this from Shem, that's Mishnah Nida. That's what the Mishnah Nida says, that a ben yoyen echad, mashma, only when he's born and one day old, then he yashins. That Mishnah means loymar shemamayet pechelik pechera. That means that there's a loch when the father dies, the bechor takes two portions. Now he takes two portions, depending upon how many other brothers are alive now when the father dies. Let's say there are three brothers all together, so he makes move like there are four shares here, and the bechor gets two portions of that. Now, if the baby was born already, and then the father dies, so the baby is considered like another brother, and therefore the bechor has to be split like five parts. Now this halacha v'daska ben yemechad, only because the baby was really born already. The baby, let's say, the case where the mother was pregnant, and then the mother gave birth, and then the father died. So now, the bechor, how much of a portion does he get? The baby is considered like a brother. So with the baby, now there are four brothers. We have to divide up the property in fives. And the bechor gets one extra portion of that. Abel uber, but let's say when the father died, the mother was just pregnant, she didn't give birth yet, loy. Then the bechor, how much of a portion does the bechor get when he gets two portions? He gets two portions of how many brothers are alive right now when the father dies. Even though later when the mother gives birth, true, that baby will get a Yerusha or get a chelik like a regular brother. But that does not take away from the Bechor. So Bechor that gets a double portion, his double portion is double of how many brothers are alive right now when the father died. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That the baby is only one day old, we include him in the chalukim, and he takes away from the chiluk of the Bechor. My time, what's the reason? Abel Ubalai, but if the mother didn't give birth yet, then no. My time, what's the reason? V'yold Eloi Amarachmona. Says the Pasuk, V'yold Eloi, Mashma, the Bechor is what was born. So a Bechor only applies to how many kids were born already to him. Then we said the Lacher is that we give a Yerush, the Bechor gets two portions. But says Lashon of... If the old Eloi, only one was born already. Mashenkin, if the mother is pregnant and she gives birth later, even though that son will yashin, but he won't take away from the chelik of the Bechor. The old Lamer Chamona. The Yom Ma Bred Rab Yosef Mishmei De Rovo Ma Bred Rab Yosef Rovo said over the name of Rovo Ben Shemer Lad Liyacha Misa Saviv. And let's say the mother was pregnant when the father died and the mother gave birth later, so there's a son born after the father died already. The Lachar is Eino Memayet Bechelik Bechayra. He does not take away from the Chelik of the Bechayra. In other words, that the Bechor gets a double portion, he gets a double portion of how many brothers are alive at the time when the father died. My time, what's the reason? The Yod Eloi Amrachmana V'Olekha. We have to go how many sons are born to him, to the father, when the father's alive. The Yod Eloi. Mashu was born to the father. Because the Bechor was totally, and when the father died, how many kids are alive already? Satsham the Mishnah, Satsham no Kashan Rosheshis. That's why the Uber does not get a chelik. Doesn't mean doesn't get a chelik in Yerusha. Yerusha could be an Uber does have, but just means here he does not take away from the chelik of the Bechorah. B'Surya Masnochi. In the town Surya, they learned this way. But Pumpadisa Masnochi. In the town Pumpadisa, they learned it like this. That Omama bred Rab Yosef. Mishmei de Rova said over like this. That Bechor Shemoylat Liyacha Misa Saviv, that a Bechor that's born after his father died is Eino Noito Pishnaim. He does not take two portions. My time, what's the reason? Yakir, Rav Rachmana, the Leisa the Yakir. That it has to be that the father recognized him. If he wasn't alive yet, the father didn't recognize him, he wouldn't take two portions. So this alone, what's the lachy? What the father as the bechor to Rashi, Rashbam, bechor hanodah liyacha misasav, a bechor that was born after the father died. Lechurah, what's the gate to? It can't be any more children.
What does Rashbam say?
That says bechor hanodah liyacha misasav. Kugain yoldatun. That would be a case. Ah, very good. Case where the mother now gave birth to two twins. Case of twins. Two boys. Oi, Hoya Liyakov Noshim Harbi, the husband had a few wives. Gemoylad Ruvain Acha Misasa Malaya Vyasim Rachel. And that's the case. As the father died, at the time he had no sons at all. After he died, then his wife gave birth to twins. So the first one's a Bechor, the second one's a regular one. That's the Chiddush they learned, that the firstborn does not get a Chiluk of Bechor. Why? Because the Pesach says, Yakir, Bechor is only if the father recognized him. And here the father never recognized him, the father never saw him. So that's not a loch of a Bechor. Yeah. Where it says, V'ruchas alochir is kuchol hanu mishnah. We pass on both of these alochis. That by a Bechor, there's a special loch that he has to be alive when the father was alive. The halacha Bechor is only if the father saw the Bechor, and also the other brothers that take away from the chiluk of Bechorah are only brothers that are alive because the father died. But if a son is born later after the father dies, that son does not take away from the chiluk of the Bechorah. The Yomama brother of Yosef, Mishmer the Rava, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yochanan, HaMazakel Yubad Alechur is Lekona. You know, if somebody wants to give a present to an Uber, to a pregnant lady, to the baby there, is Lekona. V'im toimai grif mikoshtu mishna seinu. I now mishna is mashma that if a father wants to give a present to his son when his wife is pregnant It says, I'll give $100 if it's a boy, or $200 to the girl. Tal Mishnah's Mashmi could give the present, even though right now the baby's an Uber, it's not born yet. So I tell you, Hoyo Vedaito Shalodom, Kroy Vaitzabunai, could be made by Mishnah's a special svara by a father to his own son. Somebody else, Taka, cannot be Mazak and the Uber. If somebody else wants to give a present to a pregnant lady, to that Uber, to the baby, nothing doing. It's called the Dovah Shalob on the Erlam. You cannot give a Kenyan a present to an Uber. Mashenka and the father himself, since there's a slur of Daita Shalodom, Kroy Velaitza Benoi, a father's Das is close, very close to his own son. So therefore, to his own son, he has Das to give it to him. Therefore, this is one of the proofs that the son from Loy Bolyom is a son of Smicha's Das. That usually we say if something is not in the world yet, even though you say you want to give it, you don't really mean it. Since the mice is not here yet, you do not really, really mean it. So that's why to regular Uber, to a pregnant lady, you can't give a present to the baby. The baby is not born yet, you can't give it. Now, shaking over here, we say a father, when he talks about his wife, a pregnant wife, to give a present to that baby, as Kroiva he has Das, therefore here it's Chal. That's Shana Mishnah. Oh, Malay Shmuel, Lerab Chon Megidato, he told her, Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said to Chon Megidato, put, go out, I see Lube Yassar, bring me in 10 people. The Yem HaLachor, the Apana, I want to stand in front of these 10 people, that the Lachor is, HaMazak and Liyub HaKona. The heel is just the opposite, if you Mazak and Liyub HaKona. But the Yuchel said, what's the Lachor? Not like that. HaMazak and Liyub HaKona. That's what we passed him. That's the Maskana, that's called the Leibo Lielam, it's called, it's not here in the world yet, and therefore Lekona, if you Mazak, if somebody else wants to give a present to an Uber, the Kinyan is not Chal. By a father, that's our mission, that could be, it is Chal. But somebody else is called the Leibo Lielam, and the Kinyan is not Chal. Alright, turn over. So that's the loch of the zuk, and that leave the corner for a b'yechman. Regain or shayna b'nai, only care for it's not your own son. Avala mazak el ubo, shebemei ishtai, but if a father wants to give a present to the baby in his wife's stomach, kona, the daitai shalodon krevet v'no. That's shana alta mishnah, that the father could give a present to the baby. Now the Gemara says, hahu, there was a case. The Yomalid Vesua, a husband was like getting married a second time to a new wife, and he said like this to her, that Nichsai Libni Teheveli Minoch. I want to give this field for present to the son that I'll have from you. She's not even pregnant yet, just getting married. Sami says he wants to give a present to the baby that I'll have from you. So that was so bad that it means nothing. Since the Maisi, she's not pregnant now, that's like a double shlobalirim, that means nothing. So far what the father said meant nothing. What happened was, also break Shisha, like he had an older son, he had a son already from a different wife, so that son came now to the father and said, Amalei, who Gavra might have your lay? What's going to be with me? Like here you want to give a present, giving a special field away to this new wife you're marrying, to the kid you're going to have from her, what's going to be with me? So Amalei, the father said like this to his son, Zil go, Chini kechad mibro. You should become like one of his sons, one of her sons. But you also should have a kinyan the same way one of the sons will have from her will be zeich. So Moses says, in such a case, hanich vada lekoni. Avada, the kids he's going to have from this new wife, those kids for sure have no right to any special present. The akati lefnayu, because the mother's not even pregnant yet. So that's the chlal called not here at all, so vada, that's nothing. That mamash means nothing. Katlis nayo, that's nothing. Yeah. Katlis nayo. Yeah. Hai is chulak lekli b'mokim b'ni, or less like chulak lekli b'mokim b'ni. That's the shadow though. But this other son though, does he get something in that? As the father said to the son he had already, you should get like him. Does he get something in that? So behind the kli, Rashbam says the kli here means Kli here means a tinigodl, like a big baby. Yom Perak Amoichos Asvina. Yom Rav Nachman, the Hebrew Kievim, the Tanat Lina Mechlisim, Kvashev. Kids ask the Shaila. The son that came to him, like a big baby, the oldest son, he asked the other wife, came and said, what about me? So the father said then, and you too. So Shaila, does that mean anything or not? Because maybe just like the first one gets nothing, he also gets nothing. That's the Shaila, does he get something or not? So the Mara says, it's not like this. Rav Avin, Rav Mesha, Rav Yirmiyah, the Yarmah, they say, Is Chalak Lekmid B'mok and B'nei? Yes, this older son gets something. Rav Avuah, Rav Yechamina, Bar Papi, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, the Yarmah, they say, Less Chalak Lekmid B'mok and B'nei. No, he gets nothing special. The older son, the son that he has, gets nothing special. So, Omalei, Rav Avuah, Rav Yirmiyah, Hilchasa Kavosam. Oi, Hilchasa Kavosaychu. Who's a lach like you, like us? Omalei, he said back, Pshita, Hilchus HaKavosan. Of course the lach is like us. You know why? The Keshishna, Minaycha, we're older than you. And Velav Hilchus HaKavosaycha, the lach is not like you, Tadadaki Yosan, you're much younger. So Omalei said back, what's going on here? Midi be Keshishusa, Talia Milsa. Is this totally an age? What's the difference who's older, who's younger? But time of Talia Milsa, totally in Svara. Let's think. Let's take all this, what's the story here? The time am I, why are we saying that this son is not Kreina? Because the time am I, Zil Lagabe the Rav Avin, I went in front of Rav Avin, the Asafatonale, he explained to me, the Karkish